Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're back here. We got another round of requests, and then we're going to be talking with Herb Sewell, and we are doing requests this evening. And this is really interesting. I know we have a lot of new listeners because we're not getting the usual requests. You know, if I had the usual folks listening tonight, there'd be 9 million requests for All You Can Eat Negro. There's a lot of weird stuff coming in, and we're having to look high and low. And actually, a guy called and wanted to hear this bit, and we couldn't find it, so he hung up. And now I have to say to the dude that wanted the Cobras out, the Bobby Dooley Cobras out bit, if you're still listening, man, we found it. And so here it is. Bobby Dooley and Steve, her husband, and they're just such with-it parents.
I think the two of you are disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you are appalling mm-hmm. that you call yourself a mother and father. Yeah, I would
I
never
understand.
Allow my children. Of course
I
the kids
understand.
Want to come to your house.
I don't understand.
I do understand.
I do.
I understand completely. You what? Two consider yourselves young and with it and loose and all that. You are loose, all right.
No,
you're
I'm
condoning
not sure.
open sex. And if they want to have a drink, fine.
Gabby, let me explain to you. These kids are going to have sex anyway.
Let me tell you something. I have teenage daughters.
In front of me.
I have teenage daughters
mm-hmm.
of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. You're making it very comfortable. If my kids knew they can go to a house where the parents who are with it and young, I think you two are off the wall and you need help.
You know something?
Okay? Of course
the kids
are going to go there and have sex.
If the kids can hear what you're saying,
you know Gabby, something?
They say, you're really out of it. You're so out of it.
You know something? I think that you and your husband get your rocks off by having this go on.
How dare
that
you?
That is disgusting.
How
and I
dare
can't
you?
Believe that a school is allowing a
how dare you? You're, you know,
how
you
dare
start,
me?
Yes,
no, how dare you? How dare you corrupting
pardon.
Other people?
How
other
dare
people's
you?
Children.
You know, Debbie, if you'd loosen up and let your daughters come to a party that we
I
have.
I wouldn't let my daughters, never near you or your perverted husband, you and your perverted husband. He's walking around your backyard naked from the waist down, and you have other people's children there?
We get a big laugh out of it. The kids get a big laugh. It's
oh, you
no
get a big laugh
deal.
Out of it?
Yes.
You know why? You're perverted. That's what you are.
The
you're
kids,
getting a laugh out of it?
It's no big deal. The kids have a big laugh. We all get together and laugh about it.
Well, wait a minute. I want to jump in here. What are you all getting together and laughing about?
Steve was in the jacuzzi. He was nude from the waist down, and he jumped up out of the jacuzzi and went surprise. And the kids thought it was a riot.
So this was the kids didn't know that he was nude in the jacuzzi?
They thought it was funny, Phil.
That was a rock. And now, what age are these kids?
Excuse me, can't hear you. What did you say?
What age are these children? They're under 18?
They're teenagers.
They're under 18?
They're teenagers.
And what's the approximate age?
I beg your pardon?
What is the approximate age?
Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 19.
I didn't...
19?
No, I said 19.
I can't
her
hear
phone,
you.
Her phone, your phone cut out. What did you say?
I said 14 to 19.
Do you think that 14? It's a big laugh that 14-year-old girls and guys are going to see your husband naked from the waist down? What the heck is wrong with you two?
It was all a big laugh. Everybody understood.
It's a big laugh. I think you two are... You know what? It's really not a laugh. It's really pitiful.
Wait a minute.
That people like you who are adults are corrupting these children.
Debbie, our children today desperately need adults who understand them and are with them.
Oh, really?
And
you know what our children today need? I'll tell you what our children today need.
How do you dress? How do you dress? I bet you don't even know DKNY or FUBU.
Oh, you know something? You're absolutely wrong. First of all, I'm in New York. That's the first thing. Don't tell me I don't know what DKNY
you don't
is,
food.
Okay?
Okay, what's FUBU?
Okay, don't tell me I don't know the latest fashion because I do. All right? But I, you know what the kids need today? They need church-going people that have some morals and scruples.
Hey, Debbie,
that's what they need.
Debbie,
not
Phil
people
Hendry.
Like you.
Debbie, this is Phil
and
Hendry.
You know
I want to ask Steve a question. Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
The word is that when you jumped out of that jacuzzi, you yelled the words, uh-oh, the cobra's out of the cage. What is that supposed to mean?
They thought
the kids thought it was funny, Phil. It was a riot.
Oh.
The cobra's...
Of course they're going to think it's funny.
You know, you're so old, Debbie, you don't know where the phone is.
I'm
so
old.
Hear you.
I bet you I'm younger than you,
you dropped
honey.
The phone, honey.
I bet you're younger than you. Don't you tell me I'm old.
Well, then why
okay?
are you dropping the phone? Every time you talk like this, I can't even hear you. I can't hear you.
You know
why?
You
know why I can hear you? Because my hearing is young.
Yes,
I have very young
you're
hearing.
So intent on being young and loose and everything else. Why don't you get into a, why don't you go into a nudist colony? Get into a cult, you and your husband, okay? This way you can be with people your own age and stop corrupting these 14 to 19-year-old children who need direction and people with morals. I'm ending this call now because you are making me sick.
My husband wasn't totally nude. He was nude from the waist down. He yelled the cobras out of the cage. It was a riot.
Bobby Dooley, the cobras out of the cage, baby. That's from our best of 2002, and that's for that dude that called. And sorry, man. These request shows we do take actually takes a little bit of time to find the stuff, and we couldn't find that one on our. We actually have a database of the material, but why isn't that in our computer? Do we have it listed under something else, or do you probably don't even put in the best of stuff, huh? In any event, we found it on the disc, and we hope the dude's out there. Coming up, we've got Jay Santos and Free from House Fires. And we got Sylvia with David G. Hall. We got Vernon Dozier at the gas station. And Ted Bell giving booze to retards. What is that about? We'll find out on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Continuing with our requests for this evening. People calling with requests of bits that we've done recently or as far back as, I don't know, man, as far back as we've got them. One of these days we'll get everything we have in the archives of our website onto disc, and we've got some stuff in there that goes back 16 years, man, back to the day, back when, well, you guys sure didn't know me. Hell, I didn't even know myself. How's that for a little bit of existentialism? I'm Bing Crosby. Anyway, coming up we have Herb Sewell. Don't forget our poker tournament, but more importantly, on March 31st, we have our next webcast. On March 28th, the debut of NBC's Teachers, and that stars myself and Khalil Rocha and Matt Winston and Dion Richman and Sarah Shai, Sarah Alexander, and Justin Bartha. But now let's get to some more requests, and this dude's been hanging on forever. Hi, Andreas, how are you?
Great to talk to you, Phil.
Nice to talk to you, man. Where are you from?
Portland, Oregon.
Far out. Where are you from originally?
I was born here.
Where
you and I have the same birthday. You're exactly 20 years older than me.
You got kind of an accent. Do you know that?
Really? No, I didn't.
A little bit of a...
My parents are from Germany, but I was born here.
Yeah, so. Sound a little German. Shut up, man. Okay, bud. Well, good, Andreas. I'm glad you and I have the same birthday.
Yeah, you're exactly 20 years older.
I'm exactly 20 years older than you?
Yeah, So that was kind of cool when I found that out.
Hold
I've
on
been
for
a
minute.
Band
so
for quite
makes,
a while.
That would make me... That would make... No. So you'd be 20...
Yeah, I'd be 18, yeah.
You'd be 18? Okay. All right, so, dude, what do you want to hear?
It was a Jay Santos skit where he was telling people to leave their belongings behind in the house fires, and eventually he made them leave their pets behind, and eventually tried to put the pets back in the house as it was burning, and you hear the dogs barking, and it got really crazy at the very end of the skit. It was funny.
Oh, no. I think we pulled up a different bit.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, we pulled up one from the fires from. I know the one he's talking about, though. I know the one you're talking about. We got another Jay Santos house fire bit. Will that suffice?
Well, that's great to talk to you, Phil. That's all you really want to do.
Well, this one is about. I don't know if this is Jay, but maybe this is what you're talking. Let's just listen to it and let's just see if what Andreas is requesting and what we put up here in our CD player is in fact the same thing. All right, Andreas, thanks so much.
Yeah,
it's Phil Hendry
too,
Show,
Phil.
And here is Jay Santos.
I have to say, I live in Florida, and he better start reading up on the new gun laws down there. He gets physical on somebody down there, it's going to turn into a nightmare for him.
What are you talking about? Well, I mean, you know, if you want a guy running around as a fire nut,
I think you're full of it.
Do you, sir? I want to ask you.
You know, I do.
I'm
full of it. Stuff goes around.
Do you want
to
ask?
I mean, to sit in my front lawn and have a Coca-Cola while there's a fire down the street from where I live doesn't make me a criminal.
It doesn't make you a criminal,
no. Property,
but it does.
If you come up to my property and I tell you to get off,
it's suspicious.
And if you don't have some kind of authority or a very good reason, and you don't, I guarantee you'll be spitting grass.
Sir, I do have a good reason.
Before a blink of an eye.
I do have a good reason. I do have a good reason.
If you're not the fire chief or somebody with authority, you have nothing to be doing in my property.
Let me ask you a question. In other words, if I walked over onto your lawn and I just simply asked you a question, that's going to make you mad?
No, you simply asked me a question. All right, gentlemen, it's my understanding that if you come up to me you come up to me and you put a spotlight in my face, I'm going to make you eat it.
Gentlemen, I want to ask a question. Why don't you, before this gets out of control, Mr. Santos, ask Raphael the question you would ask him, and maybe we're not talking about anything that's all that confrontational.
Well, you know, we'll play it any way Raphael wants to play it, you know.
Well, that's not the way. Look, just ask, what would you ask him?
I would walk up to him and I'd say, good evening to you, sir. You're having yourself a Coca-Cola right there. That's a red flag for me. Are you enjoying the fire?
No, there's no reason to enjoy a fire. I'm just, you know, kind of in an awe that, you know, to see that's going on. That's it.
And in your case, because I'm trying to make this realistic, would you be sitting with a Coke and maybe, because I take it you're Hispanic, would you be having a Coke and a burrito, or?
What does that mean?
What difference does it make if I'm drinking out of a Pepto-Bismol bottle? What difference is it? What's it
well, because it indicates your state of mind. If you're sitting there with a Coke in one hand and one of these big burritos in another, and you're having yourself a happy party.
If the guy's having dinner and drinking a Coke, the point is, it doesn't make him a criminal.
It does make him a criminal. You're right. But it makes him an individual who potentially has got some kind of a firebug deal going around in his head. Like maybe he's thinking about it.
I cannot believe that somebody will put you in their show. I mean, you're full of it.
I'm full of it, sir. Right now, you know, every year California burns to the ground. Why?
Because from California.
All these fire coops.
Buddy, let me give you a piece of advice.
Yeah, I just saw
Before
a car in a freak
Florida and try to do your so-called job, read up the new gun laws in Florida. You might find yourself in a big nightmare before you...
The only way you can use deadly force, sir, is if you feel that you are threatened. You use deadly force. I don't care what state you're in. You can find yourself up to level 3. I don't know what you're laughing about. Are you going to shoot me because I asked you a question?
No, the man is talking about you physically manhandling him into a van.
If he's sitting there stuffing himself with a burrito and a Coca-Cola, don't you think it's a little suspicious? You're having a Coke and some of that, what do you call it, you know, plantains or whatever you have, in front of a blazing fire or some of the flautas? Is that suspicious? Yes or no?
Last I know, you can eat and drink all you want. You can eat and drink until you die, and that doesn't make you any kind of a criminal.
All right, but I just, as I'm watching my home burn to the ground, and you're across the street, and you're asking your wife, hey, pass some more to fried plantains, I kind of tighten my jaws.
Hey, look it. The guy can have any kind of food he wants. You try to physically manhandle him into a van.
See, he's laughing now because he thinks it's funny.
I know it's funny. If any law enforcement agency would consider the your application for employment, they'll dismiss you on the spot because you have no base.
I didn't want the politics.
You'll be disqualified before you even start.
I could have been a police officer, but I don't. It's too political.
The reason you're not a police officer is because you don't have the qualifications. You don't have the mental, capacity. You don't have the mental,
Me an idiot?
If you were a cop, you'd probably be one of those cops where, trigger happy, looking for an excuse to shoot up with somebody.
Well, I'm not trying to shoot nobody,
That's the way you come forth,
You're calling me some kind of a retard, I think that's...
I didn't say it, you did.
So you think you're saying I'm a Gloyd.
Jay Santos there with some dude talking. I don't think that was the thing that the guy had in mind, but anyway, it had something to do with burning houses. It's the Phil Henry Show, by request tonight, bits from days of yore, bits from our shows past. Are we doing Vernon right now? Let me go over to Corey's on the line here. Corey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
It's going good, man. It's going good. You had a little request tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to hear Vernon Dozier, the gas station bit where his brother, his retarded brother, sits outside and yells ding, ding when someone pulls up.
Exactly. And where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Arkansas. I'm over here at Sweet Feathery Jesus chatting it up right now.
Serious? I got another Sweet Feathery Jesus dude coming up here. All right, here it is, Vernon Dozier and the gas station bit.
I was just wondering, you said you didn't want to bring your mom into the conversation, but every 2 minutes you keep bringing her into it. Why is that?
Why are you bringing her into it?
Because every 2 minutes you keep bringing her into it.
Let me see.
You sell cigarettes at your store, do you not?
I beg your pardon?
You sell cigarettes at your convenience store, do you not?
In the snack shop, of course I do.
Okay, so you, in a sense, killed your own mom.
No, I didn't, because she didn't buy any cigarettes in my store.
I think you're an arrogant, bullheaded
sir,
pig.
Can I say something? This is the type of guy...
You kill your mom,
you know, sir,
and
you're
you don't want to take responsibility for it. You're full of crap.
Sir, you're the kind of guy that'd come into my gas station, make my retarded brother come out and hunt for nails in his tire. There's my
your
brother.
Your retarded brother, what'd you do to your... You must have hit him in the head with one of those beer bottles or something.
My brother sits there peacefully in the lube bay, wiping the slot.
Well, I'm sorry about your brother, but you put your mom in the hospital
he
by selling
there.
Cigarettes in your
Have you ever had to look at your brother sitting wiping a slobber from his chin with an oil rag?
I'd help my brother wipe the slobber off his chin with a oil rag if I had a retarded brother. Instead of being on here making a fool of myself, saying that everybody else is responsible for this war over in Iraq, when you put
Wait a second, are you... Okay, let's say I am responsible to give my mother lung cancer. Don't you then feel you're responsible for the terrorists?
No.
Oh, you see, now you're a liar. You're bullheaded. You're bullheaded.
I'm not responsible.
Yeah, you are. You buy gasoline, so you're bullheaded too.
I don't have a license. How can I buy gasoline if I don't drive?
Mr. Andrew, you didn't inform me that this kid...
I don't know how old he is. How old are you, John?
I'm 23.
And you don't have a license?
Not anymore. I lost it.
Oh, so you're a drinker?
I used to be, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You drink. Okay.
I used to drink.
All right, so then I apologize to you. I didn't know that you didn't drive, all right?
Wait a minute. The guy's a drinker. He's a drunk driver.
I got no problem with a man like that. None at all.
Yes, well, I was a drunk driver, and yes, that's the reason I lost my license.
Did you kill anybody, sir?
God.
Did you kill anybody? You didn't kill anyone?
Well,
thank
I don't
God
care.
I got pulled over and arrested before
well,
I
man's allowed to. Man's allowed to take a drink, as far as I'm concerned.
But wait just a minute. You said...
Don't get down on this guy because he drinks. Anyway, John, you're still a piece of crap, but...
I'm still a piece of crap.
Yeah, you are.
You're killing your own mom.
I ain't killing my mother.
A piece of crap.
Yeah.
All right, listen, John, thank you very much, and I hope you get your license back, man. Watch that drinking and driving, okay?
You're down on this guy for drinking and driving again.
You think people ought to drink and drive?
Yes, especially if they're me. For 26 years, my brother's job has been to yell ding, ding when a car pulls up.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Jeffrey takes old hubcaps and places them on his head and says he's a flying saucer, he's a man from space, that kind of deal. You know, he has fun. And when the cars come in, I say, I'll tell you what, Jeffrey, I won't, you know, I'll pull the rubber strip back in. I pull in the rubber sensor strip, and I say, you yell ding, ding when a car comes in. So for 26 years, and the man is now... And Jeffrey's my brother, okay? He's only about 2 years younger than me, so the man's now 53 years of age, and he sits in a folding chair that we bought over here at the at Kmart. And when cars pull in, he goes, ding, ding. And I go, all right, Jeffrey, thanks a lot. Here comes another car. I've lived with this freak show for years.
How about blaming your mother and your brother?
I will never blame my mother and my brother. My mother is a beautiful woman. Spitting up blood, yeah. Even spitting up blood, she's beautiful. And my brother, God bless him. And that other guy was wrong. I do help wipe the slobber off of his chin. No, it isn't their fault. It's the fault of the two-bit bastards that's coming in by the gasoline. A lot of time...
Jeffrey, burn it's time, Franks and Beans.
Hold on for a minute, Phil.
What's that? It's dinner time, Franks and Beans.
I gotta have dinner now, Phil.
Is that Jeffrey?
Yes, it is. It's Jeffrey. Say hello to Mr. Henry.
Franks and Beans.
All right, he just said hello to you.
So he just says, he calls you for dinner and...
And he sits in a chair, and I got it over here at the Walmart. You know, they have those folding stadium chairs you can get, and there's a place you can keep a cooler. But I got it for him so he can sit in the lube bay, and, you know, for kicks, I'll let him sit on a lube rack. We just got done doing a front-end job, so I'll let him ride up and down on that, you know.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. Considering your plight in life, I guess I can understand your anger. I just would hope that you'd be a little bit... easier going on people. They're buying gasoline, yes. The money does go to fund terrorists, yes. But maybe we'll learn and maybe we'll...
Yeah, and maybe Jeffrey's going to become... maybe Jeffrey's line is Pauling, too. Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah. Maybe my brother is going to turn into Dr. Jonas Salk. Yeah, I got a brother that takes an oil pan, puts it on his head, and you know, sings the theme from The Wizard of Oz, and you think this guy's going to turn into some brain surgeon? No, I don't think so.
I thought there was a part of that bit where you hear the brother go, ding, ding. Yeah, yeah, I know, there's a car coming in. There he is, Vernon Dozier, back when he was operating that gas station. I guess he had it for one summer, in between his stints there over at Belmar Academy, where he married some chick fresh out of senior class graduating, and teaches... science and everything else. All right, we got burning bugs coming up. Sylvia and David G. Hall. And we'll talk to some more freaks from Sweet Feathery Jesus. Ted Bell giving booze to a retard. It's all ahead on a radio program that, well, that really shouldn't talk the way it does, I guess. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hey, just a quick note to anybody at NBC in charge of their website. The actress's name is Sarah Shahi. The character she plays is Tina Torres. So when I look here and it says Tina Torres discusses the joys of being on NBC's new show Teachers, apparently somebody working over there don't know Tina from Sarah from me. I bet you think her name's Phil Hendry. What the hell, man? Struggling actress, man, trying to, you know, we're trying to get our faces out there. In her case, it ain't a bad-looking face either. And her name's Tina Torres? Her name's freaking Sarah Shahi, man. She's on the L word. She's hot. She's slamming. She's all that. She was in Maxim. Millions of men have got her on the ceiling, and you cats think her name's Tina? You ought to be taken out and horsewhipped. Better yet, I'd just like to take a picture of her home and whip it myself. I'm kidding around. All right, it's time now to go back to our requests. And what are we going to do here? Oh, yeah, Tiffany. Speaking of cute girls, hi, Tiffany.
Oh, how'd you guess?
Anybody named Tiffany has got to be hot on some level. Not necessarily, you know, maybe spiritually hot. I don't know.
No, I listen to you too much. I can't be too spiritual.
True. Either that or way, way, way. I mean, you like you transcended. So what can we do for you tonight, Tiffany?
Can we hear Burning Bugs?
Burning Bugs from our,
yes.
That's from our 98 CD.
Yes.
And tell me, what is that bit about?
You know, I can't really remember the details. That's why I need to hear it
so
again.
So you want
to
hear it, but you don't remember it. You wouldn't know what the hell it is if it came up and kissed you.
Well, you know what? They're all good. So okay. I have to just pick one today.
All right, Tiffany. Yeah. Thank you. Bye. She sounds like the lady I just saw who was running horses over here at Alice Hall. Anyway, here it is. Burning Bugs. Tell the audience the story you just told me.
Phil, when I was at the scene, the officer had her back to me. And
now, I don't mean to interrupt, but we're talking with this gentleman who went to a accident scene in Pasadena on the 210 this afternoon and attempted to, in his words, assist in the investigation because it was a female officer, what he thought was a junior officer, and you were taking pictures, right, sir?
I was taking photographs of the scene, yes, sir.
And what else do? You put out road flares?
I put out road flares. I moved traffic along. I did desperately anything that I could do to assist this officer.
And you could tell that it was bugging her, and she wanted you to back off. Isn't that right?
She told me to back off once, and the rest of the time I spent collecting evidence.
What do you mean? What, you were collecting evidence?
Yeah, that's right, Phil. I keep a magnifying glass in my car. And
Wait a second. This is a police investigation of a scene at an accident.
That is correct, yes.
Who are you, man? What are you? You're retired?
Yes, sir, I am retired, and I have spent my life loving this country and supporting our police. What I did, basically, Phil, is I...
No, I want to ask you, you were collecting evidence?
I do. What I did was, after the officer told me to back off, I went to my car and I got out my magnifying glass and immediately went to work on the crime scene. I got on my hands and knees and began just analyzing the asphalt behind my car because I didn't want to piss the cop off. So I...
Well, where were you? So you're analyzing evidence.
Yes, I pulled out the magnifying glass.
Where were you?
Well, I didn't want to piss the cop off, so I went back around behind my car and just got down on the ground and analyzed evidence back there.
So, but you were nowhere near the scene.
No, I was not near the crime scene at that particular point. What I thought I would do is do a little, basic investigation behind the scene. For a while, I was on my hands and knees looking for evidence. Then I got bored.
Ha ha ha. Okay, wait a second. You were doing what?
For a while, I was on my hands and knees analyzing evidence with the magnifying glass. Then I got bored and started burning butts.
Well, that's great.
Thank you.
Burning bugs. You see, the bit is just me laughing because all of a sudden, Mike Crozier, who was my engineer, he held up this guy. Can you imagine some dude is at a crime scene and decides he doesn't know what he's doing? He's got a magnifying glass, starts to burn bugs with the sun's rays. Oh, Lord. All right. There's Burning Bugs, and we will be back with our Sylvia and David Hall classic. This woman, Sylvia, if you haven't heard her, she's nuts. She was from New York, from Brooklyn, New York. She hated David G. Hall's living guts every time she heard him, and she finally called the show, and she threatens at one point to take off her high heel and stick it in his eye. You'll hear it coming up next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's our request night tonight for a few more minutes on the Phil Hendry Show. Then we're going to be talking to Herb Sewell. We have Najib on the phone. Najib, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you, Phil?
Good, man.
I would love to hear this. Every day on the air when you announce the Phil Hendry Show, there's this a lady who's not wearing her teeth, who forgot to wear her teeth. She complains about pulling her hand on it, and she's very grouchy. You play it every day when you announce the Phil Hendry Show.
Sylvia screaming about David Hall and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know it. Yeah. I've never heard it. That's why I'd love to hear
it. She's a maniac, yeah.
Yeah, she's a maniac. She goes, I've never heard such thing over the air.
Right. Well, here it is, brother. I think this is the one you're talking about. But if it isn't the one you're talking about, this woman is basically that, psychotic. Here is Sylvia and David Hall. Thanks, Najib, for the call. And this is Sylvia just bitching David Hall out. Where do you hear some of the stuff she says to him?
I want to tell you.
This guy's he's criticizing me getting seat covers
you
for my wife.
You go to hell, you god ugly pig.
Me?
You shut your mouth. I'm not talking to you. You stupid. I'm talking to Phil Hendry, not to you. You can go to hell. You're not worth anything.
Yes, Sylvia.
You moron.
I'm right here, Sylvia. It's Phil Hendry.
I tell that guy to shut his mouth. I'm not talking to him. He's garbage to me.
Go ahead, dear.
Every time I hear his voice, I want to regurgitate.
Go ahead, dear.
I want. What is all that noise? What
they're
doing now?
They're hammering in his office next door.
He can hammer his god's head. He's the worst animal I've ever heard on radio.
Well, I'm very sorry.
I wish the hell he'd get his head broken. You know, if I was there, I would take him to the baseball bat.
What? I didn't hear you, Sylvia. Say that again.
I said if I had a baseball bat, I'd take a baseball bat and knock his head off. Well, he's an ugly pig. Every time I hear his voice on radio, I get sick.
Well, you know, the guy won't let Jimmy Newell, his wife is pregnant. She's going to give birth tonight.
Yeah, and he won't let him go.
No, he won't let him go.
Well, he can do better than tell him to go to hell.
And
I want to talk to him and tell him to go to hell.
David?
He's a coward.
David, are you there?
Oh, you
a rotten coward.
You haven't seen a Valentine's
You're
Day.
You're a coward. You're an ugly pig.
Just the bull.
You are an ugly pig. Go to hell.
So that's Sylvia. I can't hear anything because of these guys working.
I know, but he's doing it deliberately. He's
hey,
a
David,
dog.
David, why don't you tell these guys to knock the work off, okay?
Phil.
That old bag you're talking to ain't worth my time.
Yes, ma'am.
You could work for an animal like that is ridiculous.
Well, I think you're right.
He is an animal. He's not a human being. I wish I was there. You know what I could do to him?
What's that?
I could just go right into the sand and throw his teeth out.
Well, that's a pretty violent thing.
What did she say?
It was violent, but
wait,
that's how I feel about him. I despise that man.
What did you say, lady?
Shut your mouth, you pig.
Smile when you say that.
Pig.
You better.
I dare you to come down here. I'll break your neck.
Smile when you say that to me.
Oh, go drop dead where you're standing, you ugly pig.
When did Moses give you that Valentine, by the way?
You go to hell, don't you dare. You're an animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings. Get the hell to the ground where you belong, ugly animal.
To the ground?
Yes. Drop dead. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh,
drop
dead. You could have just
drop dead and get into the ground, you
Don't you think you want to be lying down?
Go drop dead, you're an ugly animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings.
Hey, Sylvia, can I ask you a question? This is Phil.
What?
I was down.
He's doing that purposely.
What? I'm sorry, honey. Did you hear me?
No.
All right. I was down. You want me to do it, okay?
Stupid animal.
No, but did you hear what I said to you? I was talking to this guy.
I don't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. David, don't tell him to turn it down.
Turn what down?
Turn down the stuff outside. Anyway, Sylvia,
yes. This
guy tells me that if I...
I swear to God, if I ever
David,
met that man, I take my shoes off with the high heels and I put it right into his eyes.
I don't blame you.
What's the matter with you, Harry?
You're an ugly, stupid animal.
Why don't you turn the noise down so I can talk to Sylvia?
I didn't do anything.
Bull crap! You did it on purpose.
Oh, I did it on purpose. Boy, aren't you just the persecuted one.
You're a god moron. You're an ugly, stupid pig.
All right, Sylvia, what I wanted to say was there were three people down in... David, why'd you do that?
Do what?
He's doing it deliberately.
I didn't do anything.
He's a liar.
I'm a liar now.
Yes, you're a stupid, ugly liar.
Well, thanks a lot, Jesus.
You're a disgusting pig.
And let me tell you something, Virgin
Don't
Mary.
Don't tell me anything. Drop dead.
Sylvia, these people who are...
I know it.
Will you stop that, David?
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
If I were there, and I ever met anybody like that moron, I would take my shoes off and knock his head off with them.
Is this Mother Teresa?
Go drop dead, you ugly pig, you.
David, you should...
What'd you say?
I said, David, you shouldn't be talking to...
Didn't catch that.
Will you stop it with those saws?
He's doing that.
He is doing it on purpose.
I know he is.
I said, David, don't talk to this nice...
If I ever had the occasion to meet that man, I could... You know what? I'm a pretty good expert in certain physical abilities.
Serious?
Yes, I'm not. I am serious.
What? Like what?
Well, like in jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. You don't know jiu-jitsu from Gene Simmons.
That's Sylvia, man. And when we first went on the air in Los Angeles, she was one of the first people to greet me. Now you know what. Hey, just you folks out there. Maybe you don't live in this town, or, you know, maybe you visit. There you go. That's what greets you when you first hit the air in L.A. That's exactly, and you could tell she had a New York accent, but we got all kinds of people from New York crawling around here, and we got all kinds of people from everywhere, and most of them are pretty cool. I hit the air, and I swear to God, she called within like 2 weeks, and she was screaming and yelling, not at David Hall. She just thought the whole show sucked. Then when she heard David Hall, she had something to vent her rage on, and I was a good guy. She liked me. There it is, Sylvia, and that's by request, and I don't know whether we'll be able to take another request. We'll see. We're up against time. We got Herb Sewell coming up to talk to us about what he's found out up there at Athner University in Santa Cruz, or wherever the hell it is they decided to hire him. And a few things to tell you about some events coming up, so we'll be right back after this break. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Are stay-at-home moms, while they're staying with the kids, are they actually slowly killing? You know, I don't know who would call this studio as soon as I open my microphone, but when I find out who? It was Michelle. When I find out, I'm going to give her a big kiss and a flower. Thank you for telling me it was Michelle. As soon as I open the mic, I hear the phone go. It was Michelle. It's fine. It's okay. I'm not mad. All right. Now, Herb Sewell will be with us, and he'll be talking about stay-at-home moms. While they're enjoying the kids and they're kicking back and they're taking care of their mom stuff, dad's out working, and he's slowly dying because they want to stay home with the kids. He's slowly getting a heart attack. We'll talk to Herb about that and his feelings, and just keep this in mind. Herb was in custody for 8 years for child molestation at a mental hospital, you know, basically a hospital for the criminally insane. So, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it. I mean, in any event, some things to remind you of. First and foremost, Teachers debuting on March 28th on NBC TV. Your guy here, Phil Hendry. I'm a member of the cast of Teachers, starring Justin Barth and Sarah Alexander. That's at 9:30 on NBC, March 28th. On the 31st of March, our next webcast, you must have a backstage pass to view the webcast. That means you have to go and subscribe to our website. How much is it? Oh, my God, no, not that. $6.95 a month. Now, you may say, I ain't going to pay that bread for your stinking stuff, and that's fine. But the reason why we started doing it is because our material was winding up on websites all over the planet Earth. And quite frankly, the quality of it was bad to begin with. So we began a subscription service so that people could have access to good quality audio from our show. On the 27th of May, quite a ways away, but no time like the present to remind yourself, the first ever Phil Hendry Celebrity Poker Tournament from the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens, California. Now, you may not know where Bell Gardens is, and you may not care, but I dare you to come on down and play some poker with us. It'll be your standard Texas Hold'em, big blind, little blind, whatever, you know. It's the TV rules, man. And that'll be on the May 27th. As of next week, we will have contact information, so stick around. I can tell you it's a $200 buy-in. I can also tell you the pay of the cash prize, top prize is for five figures. I think it's about 25 G's. So this is definitely a serious game, and only serious people will be left standing. Meanwhile, me and Newman and Wayne will be laying out there in a parking lot someplace in the pool of our own, effluviant. So that's on the 27th of May. More to come later on. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models.